Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, if you come into the city, you're going to run into a lot of traffic this weekend. Essence Fest is in town, and a lot of people drive here, a lot of cars downtown. And there will be a nightly show of vehicles on Poydras and Canal over the weekend, because a lot of people are proud of their cars, and they want you to see them, and they enjoy cruising and checking out the fashion show on the streets for Essence Fest. I'm Scoot on the air. Want to welcome everybody in town for Essence Fest. And if you have found our show here, I hope you'll take this with you. And you can download the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and listen to our show anytime, anywhere. All right. It's Free for All Friday. Once again, we do not have phones. It has been very interesting and challenging to do a talk show without phones. But our phones went out the other day, and they have yet to rectify the problem. So it's a pretty big problem, but they're still working on it. And we hope to have them back by Monday. But in the meantime, the only way we can communicate is with our text messages. And the text line, the Open Heart text line, is 504-260-1870. A lot of the things that we talked about last week before the 4th of July holiday are things being talked about today. Joe Biden is on the campaign trail, but is he going to remain on the campaign trail? There are Democrats and some high-ranking Democrats who are already starting to think, who should Kamala Harris's running mate be? Is she the heir apparent if Joe Biden steps aside? I don't think she should be. I don't think that's the right person for the Democrats, but that's my opinion. There are other Democrats, I think, that might be in a better position to take over that spot. There needs to be a moderate Democrat in that spot. And as I have said many times, the Republicans and Donald Trump and the MAGAites and the right-wing radicals, they don't want Joe Biden to step aside, because they know the best shot that Trump has to win is against Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden could still win against Trump. That's possible. But I think there could be a Democrat who could step in, and the people who are voting for Trump because they think Joe Biden is so out of it might reconsider and not vote for Trump and vote for a replacement for Joe Biden, since they're not concerned about Joe Biden's mental state, they're not concerned about his age. So again, we have to see what happens. But that is a conversation still going on, and there are Democrats still trying to convince Joe Biden to step aside. A lot of people talk about Joe Biden's pride, and we've talked about this on the show as well. It seems to me that pride shouldn't have anything to do with this. Ego should have nothing to do with this. What is best for the country? It's not about your pride. It's not about how long you've been serving the country. It's about what can you do best for the country. And we just heard the winner, the left-wing winner of the Labour Party in the UK, ending conservative rule for 14, 15 years. We just heard him say that with the new Labour Party, it's going to be country first and party second. Is Joe Biden himself thinking about country first and party second? I don't think so. But we'll have more to talk about that next week. Also, there was an article that we touched on last week and really didn't get to it. But it's sad to learn that so many young people in America are not feeling patriotic. Gen Z in particular. And we've talked about this breakdown in patriotism. And I think, and I did a video about this and posted it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you can comment on that there. But I did a video about this, and it really is, it's really our fault. It's the fault of baby boomers and those who are in charge now. It's the hypocrisy of politics. It's the people who are against something because it hurts their candidate. But when it involves their candidate, they're in favor of it. You think young people don't recognize that hypocrisy? There are two geezers running for president. Both of them have issues. You think young people care about voting? You see everything turning into politics. You see the cheating and the lying and the people who seem to be so self-righteous and they get busted doing something wrong. So I understand this lack of patriotism. You see people who have taken the American flag and they think that the American flag stands for their specific view of America, their specific political view. There are right-wing radicals who have adopted the American flag and they fly it on their trucks and they think that is their flag. They don't think that flag protects liberals or represents liberals. Well, they're wrong. That flag represents all of us. Young generations see this. They see the great political divide and all that that encompasses. And they're disgusted. And I don't blame them. And we should do a better job of making America better. And we can. It's just that it's all about party first and country second. And as long as that is the mantra, then I don't think young people are going to gain confidence in this country. But I will tell all the young voters, if you vote in massive numbers, and there are more millennials make up the largest segment of the population, you all have the power to manifest change. If all of you voted in strong numbers, you would make change happen in America because you've got the numbers. And you can outvote the establishment and all those people who have disappointed you. One of the great hypocrisies in this presidential election year of 2024 is the issue of abortion. Kansas is a red state. Kansas's highest court, the Supreme Court, has now struck down state laws regulating abortion providers more strictly than other healthcare professionals. This is a big deal because a lot of people from Texas and Oklahoma are going to Kansas to get abortions. And so this is striking down a ban on common second trimester procedures, continuing to affirm that the state constitution protects abortion access in the state of Kansas. And the Supreme Court is actually reflecting the voters. There are right-wing radicals who are trying to dictate, but the overall population of Kansas is not allowing that to happen. And Kansas is a red state. And once again, I remind you that right-wing radicals have totally underestimated the Dobbs decision. they have totally underestimated the abortion issue. They thought Americans were going to rally around it and support them. That has not happened. So we'll see what happens from here. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart text line is 504-260-1870. You have also heard that constitutional carry is now in effect in Louisiana. So you can carry a concealed weapon anywhere. The city is trying to turn the French Quarter into a gun-free zone. And I agree with that, but that doesn't mean that people with guns are not going to find their way to get into the French Quarter. But I think it may keep some guns out of the quarter. But this idea that, oh, we just need everybody to have a gun. If everybody had a gun, there'd be more peace in the world. I don't believe that. But there are people who do believe that. But this constitutional carry thing is also fraught with politicism. Yeah, well, we got rights in this country. We can carry guns anywhere. You know, if people are carrying guns and they don't know what the hell to do with them, and they don't really know when to use them, they don't have the IQ or the intellect to know when to use a gun, then you got a bunch of stupid people with guns. I respect the responsible gun owners. And I think you should have some kind of training before you carry a gun around. Because as you've heard in our news with a legal expert, you think you got rights? You got Second Amendment rights? You know what? The person you shoot has rights too. And there's a damn good possibility if you use a gun and you don't use it exactly the way you're supposed to use it, if you make a mistake, you're going to end up in court and you might end up in prison. There are a lot of people in prison and they thought, I got Second Amendment rights, man. I got my gun. They're in prison. Would you like to go to prison? Of course not. So let's respect the majority of gun owners who are responsible gun owners. And don't go crazy. And because of constitutional carry, don't start carrying your concealed weapon in the quarter and everywhere. Like, you haven't been to the quarter in years. Well, now you're going to go to the quarter because you can carry a concealed weapon there? I'll show these people, man. I'll show them who's boss. I got my gun with me. I mean, that kind of mentality scares the hell out of me. And don't think it's not there, because it is. All right. After leaving a path of destruction, at least 11 people are dead. Hurricane Beryl is not done yet.
Hurricane Beryl slammed ashore in Mexico, but is forecast to reemerge in the Gulf of Mexico in the coming days with rain and storm surge for parts of Texas. A piece of metal twisting in the wind at a Cancun resort as Hurricane Beryl made landfall in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Power is out in many places. 4 to 8 inches of rain is expected to fall as the storm marches to the west-northwest. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Beryl will weaken from crossing land, but will likely regain hurricane strength over the Gulf of Mexico in the coming days.
Heavy rainfall along the northeastern Mexico, lower and middle Texas coast, beginning late Sunday and into Monday.
Rip currents will also be a threat. Hurricane Beryl's blamed for nearly a dozen deaths as it tore through the Windward Islands earlier in the week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
All right, why do we watch footage of hurricanes? Why do we watch the destruction? Scientists are trying to figure out why we like to watch disasters. Wait, we need scientists to tell us why we like to watch disasters? I mean, I think this is a pretty simple thing to figure out. We'll talk about it when we come back. We'll also get to some of your text messages coming up. If you want to join us, the Open Heart text line is 504-260-1870. Hey, today's Friday. It's a continuation of a long weekend for some of you, and it's the beginning of a weekend for the rest of you. All right. Friday afternoon, I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us here on WWL.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know. All your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Paul Revere and the Raiders, led by Mark Lindsay, who was a big heartthrob back in the day. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar on this day in 1965, Dick Clark launched this musical variety show, Where the Action Is, and as a kid, I remember watching this whenever it was on. I loved Where the Action Is. A lot of go-go dancers, and Paul Revere and the Raiders were the house band. They lasted 3 seasons on ABC. I'm Scoot, really glad you're with us on this free-for-all Friday afternoon. So, scientists are trying to figure out why we like to watch disasters. This research went on at the University of Plymouth in the UK, and scientists were just analyzing what motivates people to watch disasters like hurricanes and things like that. I mean, it's obvious. As human beings, we like to feel secure. I think we feel very secure about our lives when we see a disaster. It's not that we want the disaster to happen. We're not watching it because, all right, man, those people are dying. Man, look, oh, those people are losing their homes. No, it's because we can relate to it, especially when it's something like a hurricane. We can relate to that here in this area. And so we watch it because we've been through it. And I guess there's a little part of us that thinks, well, it's not us this time. And so we feel comfortable about the world that we're in. I mean, I'm not a trained psychiatrist, but I mean, I think this is pretty easy to figure out. And I often talk about how, as humans, we are intrinsically driven toward violence. We're intrinsically driven toward not committing violence, but watching violence. We're intrinsically driven toward watching things that are disastrous or out of the ordinary. Think about when you're on the road and there's a parked car on the side of the road. I mean, just a parked car. Quite often, people slow down. Why? They just slow down and say, well, what's going on over there? And if there's a police car or an EMS vehicle next to the car on the side of the road, we slow down. It's rubbernecking. And we're looking to see. I just think it's human nature to be intrigued by things that are very out of the ordinary. Things that are out of the ordinary in our lives, like a hurricane disaster or a car accident or things that we see on the news. you know, there could be a tragedy in another part of the world. There can be a tragedy somewhere in the United States. And everybody's interested in it. It kind of brings us all together in some ways, but everybody's interested in it. It doesn't affect us, but they put it on the news because they know we're going to watch. You know, it's like the idea of, you know, you don't really want a train to wreck, but if a train wrecks, you want to be watching because we're intrigued by things that are just disastrous and out of the ordinary. And I don't know why they wasted any money trying to get scientists to figure this out, because I just think it's just basic human nature for us to be interested in things like that. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian with some of your texts.
James and Harvey is listening today and says, Scoot, I disagree with your understanding about the lack of patriotism. We should believe in the system, not the person. We have people in our military academies willing to give their lives, not for a person, for the principle of the Constitution. Party winning is so short-sighted. Let's be more concerned about what is the best choice. We put ourselves in this position.
What is it that you disagree with? I think you just said what I said.
Well, there it is. Here's a text that says, I don't quite understand your lecture about conservatives with flags on their trucks, not wanting liberals or progressives to have an American flag. Are these liberals displaying the flag in a respectful way, or are they burning it during a pro-Hamas demonstration? Perhaps that's the question.
Well, nobody should support those people burning the flag.
No.
Although the flag gives them the right to burn the flag, but nobody should support that. Those are left-wing radicals. And that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the mentality of many of those, not all, but many of those who will put a flag on their truck. They think that flag represents Republicans. They believe that flag represents Donald Trump. It represents them. It represents their specific ideology, their specific view of politics in America. They don't believe that represents America. And that is reflective of the divide that we experience today.
You're absolutely correct about this, and it's sad. And I don't know whose fault it is or what to do about it. But there are, and I'm not saying I'm this way, because I'm not at all. I proudly fly an American flag.
Damn right.
But there are people that I'm friends with that will walk into a space where there's a bunch of people in, like, you know, the Punisher t-shirts with the flag on it, and they've got the Declaration of Independence on the back of their shirt, and they've got flag stuff all over the truck, and they feel unsafe because they feel like they're not in a spot where they're going to allowed to be themselves. They feel like the people who are wearing those flag adornments don't want them there, either because of the color of their skin, yeah, or the people that they love or what have you. But it's true that amongst liberals, not myself included, just saying this because I know, yeah, some, that the flag it can be seen as a threat to them, which is terrible.
Yes, and it's a shame. And it's not all conservatives. It's not all liberals. It's not all conservatives. It's not all Republicans. It's not even all Trump supporters. But there's a faction in this country that is flying the American flag. And it might be in the Deep South. It might be in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. It might be in the outlying areas of Seattle and Portland and Washington State and Oregon. It's in these areas where there are people who believe that the American flag stands for conservative politics. It does not stand for all Americans. And I'm not making this up. That's their mentality, and that's what they believe.
Here's a text that says, this is Soothsayer Sam. He says, Louisiana is the 29th state in the union to go constitutional concealed carry. There haven't been a rash of incidents in the other 28. However, in Louisiana, we do things a little differently, so stand by for news.
Well, I certainly hope nothing happens, but I just, you know, again, we're talking about mentality. There are people out there who are, and this whole constitutional carry thing is driven by right-wing radicalism. It's driven by this concept that, yeah, everybody needs a gun. I mean, there are people who buy guns because it's, not everybody, but there are people who buy guns because it's a political symbol for them. I got a gun. They've got a gun. And that's part of being, in the minds of some, that's part of being a conservative. And you see, the evidence is obvious. That's all I heard.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't sure if you were done. Here's a text that says, I went to the Rock the Country Music Festival, and there was plenty of young patriots there. There is some hope for the future of our country.
Cool. I mean, look, I think there's some hope. I do. But I also don't think that baby boomers should be so quick to not accept some responsibility for turning off a lot of young people when it comes to politics. Now, I think that there's something kind of innate about a young generation disagreeing with the establishment. And it doesn't matter who the establishment is. But baby boomers tend to be kind of conceited. And I'm a hostile witness to that generation. And I think that they never want to be at fault. They were never at fault at any point in their lives, and they don't want to be at fault now. And I think the divide that we have in this country, which to a great degree has been driven by the establishment, which is the baby boomer generation, I think that we've turned a lot of young people off to not only politics, but also to Christianity. Because of the hypocrisy that exists within Christianity, that we've turned a lot of young people off to religion in general.
Here's a text about the flags that says, that has no political affiliation, guys. Those people are not smart enough for politics. This is just a gross generalization. Just like, if I see a black person, I'm worried that they'll kill me just because I'm white.
It is a generalization, but I try to be very careful and say, this doesn't apply to everybody. But nonetheless, I think it's fair to point out that there are Americans. This is part of the hate that Americans have for each other. It's part of what I addressed in the blog that I wrote, and I'll share some of the comments coming up from my Facebook page. But it's about how many Americans hate each other. I mean, hate each other. The right hates the left. The left hates the right. There's a lot of hate in America, more so than I've seen in my lifetime. And I've been doing this a long time. And to just blow it off and say, oh, no, that's not true. Well, I believe it is true. And that's from my perspective of doing a talk show where I hear the hate every single day. And I witness it on my Facebook page at times. So it's there. And so what are we celebrating this 4th of July? Are we celebrating the divide? Are we celebrating the hate? There are Americans who don't want to be part of America. They want to create their own America. And I think that's sad.
I'm going to give you four more before we step away. This is from James on the North Shore. He says, nah, I live on the North Shore, and those conservatives do act like they own the flag. People know I'm a Biden supporter, and I get stuff for it all the time. It's like how skinheads used to go around screaming, Duke, Duke, Duke. And now you've got white youth going around screaming, Trump, Trump, Trump. They do it to intimidate people.
They do. It gives them a sense of power. But it's superficial power because they don't have any more power. They're just, again, if you intimidate somebody else, it might make you feel a little more powerful yourself, which is, again, sad.
Here's a text that says, I know people that are more wary of people flying the stars and stripes than people flying the stars and bars. Because with one flag, you probably know where they stand. And with the other, it could go either way.
And you don't think this is a sad state of affairs in this country? I do, because the truth is the American flag represents everybody. Everybody. You don't have to be a Trump supporter to have the flag reflect you.
Yeah, thinking more about this, I have never asked any of my friends who I think would probably fall into this category of people who feel intimidated when there's too much flag imagery around. I think it's because they would suspect that the people who are most eager to put the flag on their truck, on their phone, on their little, you know, kickstand, on their shirts, on their hats, are the same people that wish queer people and brown people would go away and they would be quieter and they would not want to get anywhere near the levers of power. They feel like the people who want to display the flag with pride are the people who would turn around and tell them, you're not allowed to do this because right. you can't belong to America in the same way that I belong to America.
Well, that's right. I mean, that is a mentality that is evident on this show nearly every day.
Mm-hmm. A couple more random ones. Here's Texas says, hey, I haven't been able to listen to you for quite a few months, but I'm glad you got Rebecca Black into your Friday mix.
Thank you.
Don't encourage him.
I love it.
I'm just kidding. I don't mind it. Here's a text that says, Essence Fest is in full swing here in New Orleans, and this year they're really making strides to broaden their appeal to a wider audience. They're really demonstrating this with their surprise headline act tonight. Metallica. We haven't had a Good Friday Metallica joke in a long time, so I wanted to read that one for you.
Thank you for that. All right, if you have a comment, the Oakenheart text line is 504-260-187. And when we come back, we'll share a few texts from the SOTA Facebook page concerning hate in America. All right, among those performing at Essence Fest, Miss Lauryn Hill. In fact, she's performing, I believe, tonight. And we welcome everybody who is in town for Essence Fest. And there's a lot of traffic between the Caesars Superdome and also the convention center, because there are a lot of events at the convention center. So, you know, again, if you don't have to come downtown, don't come downtown, because there's just a lot of traffic. If you do come downtown, bring a lot of patience with you, because of the traffic, it's not going to be as easy to get around. And just be safe between the cars and the pedestrians. Be safe out there. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. Walking from the parking garage into the building where the station is housed, I saw along the sidewalk somebody had yacked. Look, just remember, be vigilant with drinking. And I remind you that there's a point of diminishing returns with drinking. The next drink doesn't make you feel any better. So if you're going to be out drinking and enjoying yourself this weekend for Essence Fest or whatever, I mean, it's the weekend. It's not just Essence Fest. It's the weekend. Just don't keep having drink after drink after drink. I mean, what's your favorite soda? Or have some water. Have something. Have a juice. Have something in between. Because, again, you reach a point where that next drink does not necessarily make you feel better. Right, let's get to a few of your comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And this is about the blog that I wrote concerning the 4th of July. American Hate and Dissent. When do we celebrate this 4th of July? Now, that's the headline. There's a lot to celebrate this 4th of July, as I point out in the blog. And you can read that by going to SOTA Facebook. And you can check it out there. Here is... here's a comment from Robert. I celebrate not being a Falcons fan. Now, that's something to celebrate. Here's a comment from Jan. Only one side is pushing the hate. No reason not to celebrate our independence from England, though. I agree with that. Let's see. Anthony says, make America great again. It's a shame that Anthony doesn't think America's great. I wonder why Anthony doesn't think America's great. Anthony, I think America's great. What? Why isn't America great? And great again? I mean, do you want segregation again? I don't know. That's a question. Here's a comment from Brent. Freedom. 4 more years of Biden-Harris, and we won't have that anymore. Here is a comment from David. It says, we celebrate that we have a constitution that defends people from rogue, tyrannical government. Right now, we need our constitutional rights more than ever before in history. We also need people to stop saying that we must fight for our democracy. The subversive language is something our founding fathers did not want. Pure democracy is mob rule. It only takes away from the principles of our government. We are not a democracy and never will be. We must remember that we are a constitutional republic. That's true. But when I say democracy, I'm talking about fighting for the form of government that we have. And if somebody wants to be really technical, we're not a democracy, but, you know, we're not going to get that strict with language on this show, because when we say fight for democracy, people know what we're talking about. Here is a comment from Jack. It says, Biden's last year in office. And a comment from Joan, memories of what America was like before MAGA and Project 2525. And then... here's a comment from David. It says, what divides America, Scoot, is your so-called experts giving you false information to spread and keeping America blind from the truth. The irony is, David, we speak the truth on this show, and we talk about a lot of truth things that other shows do not talk about, because the conservative-oriented shows across America do not want you to hear certain things, or they know you don't want to hear certain things, therefore they don't talk about them. On this show, we talk about them. And this is a great example of somebody who hears something they don't like and they immediately think that it's not true or that it's spreading false information. If you hear something that you don't like, that does not make it not true. And, you know, I mentioned in that blog, the reaction, the just irrational reaction there is anytime there's mention of the naked bike ride, and it was a story we had in the news recently. And this comment that I got on Facebook from a guy named John, I'm not going to give his full name, but we're going to talk more about this next week. But one thing that he mentions about the naked bike ride, he says, is that what you failed to mention is that almost all states, it is illegal to expose your genitalia in public. It is an offense based on public moral conduct. Also, it is considered a sex crime in many states to expose your genitals to children. Last, please explain how this event fits into normal views of the vast majority of Americans. If it is necessary for someone to explain to you having naked people exposing their genitalia to everyone, including children, is a problem, then I have a question. Then I have to question your moral values. Well, don't question me, John. Don't question me, and don't be so retentive about the naked bike ride. It's a fun, stupid thing, and you don't have to see it, and you don't have to go. And I guarantee you, if you go and see it, genitalia is not something that you're focused on. Nobody is shoving their genitals in the face of anybody, including children. Some parents choose to bring their children to that. Some parents choose to bring their children to nudist camps. And it's not for you, John, to determine what parents take their kids to. If parents want to be nudist and that's the way they want to raise their kids, that's up to them, not you. And your depiction of the naked bike ride, your fear and your just irrational fear of this is ludicrous. What you say is happening is not happening. So I suggest that you actually go to one so you know what you're talking about when you talk about this. I'm not promoting being naked in public, but the naked bike ride, which again came up on our show this week, it is a fun event that a lot of people participate in, and if you don't want to, you don't have to. But nobody has ever explained to me what the negative signs are, what the negative impact is if a child sees the naked bike ride. Not one person. Not one person has ever explained to me what the real problem is. Like, what's going to happen if your kids accidentally see the naked bike ride go by in the French Quarter? What's going to happen to them? Nobody has explained to me anything negative about that. It's all this BS about moral code, moral this, moral that. Okay, well, that's fine. I'm not telling you what your morals need to be. But this is not about sex. The naked bike ride is not about sex. And everything is not about sex. And sometimes when people are so concerned about everything being about sex, they're the ones that have the sexual mind. They're the ones that are thinking about sex all the time. If you can see some overweight guy on a bike, and if you think about sex, that's on you. That's not on the naked bike rider.
You know, I was just getting ready to chime in, but I don't think you could say it any better than you just did. Like, if you don't want your daughter to see naked people in the street, fine. Nobody is going to put a gun to your head and make you take your child to the naked bike ride. The problem is when you say to me, parent XYZ, that I can't take my kid, or I should be ashamed, or it should be illegal for those people to do that. You got to put the onus back on that person and say, it's okay for you to feel that way, that it's like a moral obligation to keep your daughter from seeing naked people. But I would love for you to actually drill down and explain where you think the specific harm is. Just because it makes you feel itchy, that's Nobody's not good it. Enough for me.
Nobody has come up with an actually what is going to happen. Now, look, if your daughter sees men or women on bikes naked, with the decorative things that they wear, and they're not all naked, they're going to laugh before they're going to get into anything sexual in terms of what they're thinking. So here's the point. This is a big deal because it's a microcosm of the way these kinds of Americans think. Stop telling the rest of us how to lead our lives and mind your own damn business. As I mentioned, downtown this weekend, there will be a lot of cars. The Essence Fest brings to town a lot of people who are proud of their cars, and they're going to be downtown, and they're going to be cruising and having a good time this weekend. But don't get stuck in the traffic, because it's going to be here. All right, Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back to wrap up the show on WWL. You know, I have to admit, I get a little passionate on this show when those Americans who are trying to tell other Americans how to lead their lives, get out of my life. Stay out of my life. Let me do what I want to do. As long as it's not hurting you. And as long as the naked bike ride ain't coming down your street, mind your own business. But it's a microcosm of this group of people in America who are just bent on telling other people what to do with their lives. You can't see this. You can't see that. No, that's not the way it should be. You lead your life. I'll lead my life. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next with Steve Geller and Charlie Long. They'll have a lot to talk about. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman. Our assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardozzi. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. Even if we don't always agree, I enjoy getting together with you every afternoon and love our show. All right. Have a great and safe weekend. Be smart, but don't be so smart you don't have fun. Enjoy it. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Walking from the parking garage into the building where the station is housed, I saw along the sidewalk somebody had yacked. Look, just remember, be vigilant with drinking. And I remind you that there's a point of diminishing returns with drinking. The next drink doesn't make you feel any better. So if you're going to be out drinking and enjoying yourself this weekend for Essence Fest or whatever, I mean, it's the weekend. It's not just Essence Fest. It's the weekend. Just don't keep having drink after drink after drink. I mean, what's your favorite soda? Or have some water. Have something. Have a juice. Have something in between. Because, again, you reach a point where that next drink does not necessarily make you feel better. Right, let's get to a few of your comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And this is about the blog that I wrote concerning the 4th of July. American hate and dissent. When do we celebrate this 4th of July? Now, That's the headline. There's a lot to celebrate this 4th of July, as I point out in the blog. And you can read that by going to SOTA Facebook, and you can check it out there. Here is here's a comment from Robert. I celebrate not being a Falcons fan. Now, that's something to celebrate. Here's a comment from Jan. Only one side is pushing the hate. No reason not to celebrate our independence from England, though. I agree with that. Let's see. Anthony says, make America great again. It's a shame that Anthony doesn't think America's great. I wonder why Anthony doesn't think America's great. Anthony, I think America's great. Why isn't America great? And great again. I mean, do you want segregation again? I don't know. That's a question. Here's a comment from Brent. Freedom. 4 more years of Biden-Harris, and we won't have that anymore. Here is a comment from David. It says, we celebrate that we have a constitution that defends people from rogue, tyrannical government. Right now, we need our constitutional rights more than ever before in history. We also need people to stop saying that we must fight for our democracy. The subversive language is something our founding fathers did not want. Pure democracy is mob rule. It only takes away from the principles of our government. We are not a democracy and never will be. We must remember that we are a constitutional republic. That's true. But when I say democracy, I'm talking about fighting for the form of government that we have. And if somebody wants to be really technical, we're not a democracy. But, you know, we're not going to get that strict with language on this show. Because when we say fight for democracy, people know what we're talking about. Here is a comment from Jack. It says, Biden's last year in office. And a comment from Joan, memories of what America was like before MAGA and Project 2525. And then here's a comment from David. It says, what divides America, Scoot, is your so-called experts giving you false information to spread and keeping America blind from the truth. The irony is, David, we speak the truth on this show, and we talk about a lot of true things that other shows do not talk about, because the conservative-oriented shows across America do not want you to hear certain things, or they know you don't want to hear certain things, therefore they don't talk about them. On this show, we talk about them, and this is a great example of somebody who hears something they don't like, and they immediately think that it's not true, or that it's spreading false information. If you hear something that you don't like, that does not make it not true. And, you know, I mentioned in that blog the reaction, the just irrational reaction there is anytime there's mention of the naked bike ride. And it was a story we had in the news recently. And this comment that I got on Facebook from a guy named John, I'm not going to give his full name, but we're going to talk more about this next week. But one thing that he mentions about the naked bike ride, he says, is that what you failed to mention is that almost all states, it is illegal to expose your genitalia in public. It is an offense based on public moral conduct. Also, it is considered a sex crime in many states to expose your genitals to children. Last, please explain how this event fits into normal views of the vast majority of Americans. If it is necessary for someone to explain to you having naked people exposing their genitalia to everyone, including children, is a problem, then I have a question. Then I have to question your moral values. Well, don't question me, John. Don't question me, and don't be so retentive about the naked bike ride. It's a fun, stupid thing, and you don't have to see it, and you don't have to go. And I guarantee you, if you go and see it, genitalia is not something that you're focused on. Nobody is shoving their genitals in the face of anybody, including children. Some parents choose to bring their children to that. Some parents choose to bring their children to nudist camps. And it's not for you, John, to determine what parents take their kids to. If parents want to be nudist and that's the way they want to raise their kids, that's up to them, not you. And your depiction of the naked bike ride, your fear and your just irrational fear of this is ludicrous. What you say is happening is not happening. So I suggest that you actually go to one so you know what you're talking about when you talk about this. I'm not promoting being naked in public, but the naked bike ride, which again came up on our show this week, It is a fun event that a lot of people participate in, and if you don't want to, you don't have to. But nobody has ever explained to me what the negative signs are, what the negative impact is if a child sees the naked bike ride. Not one person. Not one person has ever explained to me what the real problem is. Like, what's going to happen if your kids accidentally see the naked bike ride go by in the French Quarter? What's going to happen to them? Nobody has explained to me anything negative about that. It's all this BS about moral code, moral this, moral that. Okay, well, that's fine. I'm not telling you what your morals need to be. But this is not about sex. The naked bike ride is not about sex. And everything is not about sex. And sometimes when people are so concerned about everything being about sex, they're the ones that have the sexual mind. They're the ones that are thinking about sex all the time. If you can see some overweight guy on a bike, and if you think about sex, that's on you. That's not on the naked bike rider.
You know, I was just getting ready to chime in, but I don't think you could say it any better than you just did. Like, if you don't want your daughter to see naked people in the street, fine. Nobody is going to put a gun to your head and make you take your child to the naked bike ride. The problem is when you say to me, parent XYZ, that I can't take my kid, or I should be ashamed, or it should be illegal for those people to do that. You got to put the onus back on that person and say, it's okay for you to feel that way, that it's like a moral obligation to keep your daughter from seeing naked people, but I would love for you to actually drill down and explain where you think the specific harm is. Just because it makes you feel itchy, that's not good enough for me.
Nobody has come up with an actually what is going to happen. Now, look, if your daughter sees men or women on bikes naked, with the decorative things that they wear, and they're not all naked, they're going to laugh before they're going to get into anything sexual in terms of what they're thinking. So here's the point. This is a big deal because it's a microcosm of the way these kinds of Americans think. Stop telling the rest of us how to lead our lives and mind your own damn business. As I mentioned, downtown this weekend, there will be a lot of cars. The Essence Fest brings to town a lot of people who are proud of their cars, and they're going to be downtown, and they're going to be cruising and having a good time this weekend. But don't get stuck in the traffic, because it's going to be here. All right, Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back to wrap up the show on WWL. You know, I have to admit, I get a little passionate on this show when those Americans who are trying to tell other Americans how to lead their lives, get out of my life. Stay out of my life. Let me do what I want to do. As long as it's not hurting you. And as long as the naked bike ride ain't coming down your street, mind your own business. But it's a microcosm of this group of people in America who are just bent on telling other people what to do with their lives. You can't see this. You can't see that. No, that's not the way it should be. You lead your life, I'll lead my life. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next with Steve Geller and Charlie Long. They'll have a lot to talk about. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardozzi. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. Even if we don't always agree, I enjoy getting together with you every afternoon. And love our show. All right. Have a great and safe weekend. Be smart, but don't be so smart you don't have fun. Enjoy it. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans. You know, I have to admit, I get a little passionate on this show when those Americans who are trying to tell other Americans how to lead their lives, get out of my life. Stay out of my life. Let me do what I want to do. As long as it's not hurting you. And as long as the naked bike ride ain't coming down your street, mind your own business. But it's a microcosm of this group of people in America who are just bent on telling other people what to do with their lives. You can't see this. You can't see that. No, that's not the way it should be. You lead your life, I'll lead my life. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next with Steve Geller and Charlie Long. They'll have a lot to talk about. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardozzi. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. Even if we don't always agree, I enjoy getting together with you every afternoon. And love our show. All right. Have a great and safe weekend. Be smart, but don't be so smart you don't have fun. Enjoy it. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.